Hey guys, we're here with the Witch's Table. It is me, Grace, Willissa, and Lisa, and today we are going to talk about setbacks. So some of you have been setting your intentions and resolutions for the new year. Maybe you've already run across some problems. Maybe you've already kind of strayed off the path or made a mistake. And we all wanted to talk about the topic of setbacks today in a more realistic way. Even witches, even intentional people and spiritual people make mistakes and get kind of drawn off the path. But it's not always for no reason. Isn't that right?
Yeah, definitely. There's always a reason, and sometimes the reason is the hardest part of it. If you're on a spiritual path, if you're on an intentional path, I think the powers that be, however you want to classify that, for me, I would say the gods, they always let me know if I'm about to stray or I'm not doing what I need to do. Something will get ripped out from under me, and it will feel like some kind of a torment or some kind of a disaster. And it takes a little while to look back and go, oh, that thing that I thought I really was committed to, that I thought I really was going to spend all this time dealing with, was actually in my way. And that makes it's hard, but at the same time, it gives you an opening to see what else is possible.
And I've always said my favorite philosophy is that the universe has a tendency to do a couple of things. The first one, it's a gentle touch, a gentle little, hey, let me get your attention. Mm-hmm. Next one's sort of like a little pat to a slap on the back. By the time you get to the third one, it's a 2x4.
Yeah.
So it's like, coming at you, you're ignoring
right.
me,
right.
not anymore.
Exactly.
You got to do this.
Yeah.
Problem is, we have a tendency to forget, ignore, neglect, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, those little promptings.
Yeah.
And that's when you get full in the face.
Yep.
So maybe some of you who are listening today have gotten the prompting, and this discussion might have you be a little more aware of that prompting, and maybe some of you are where we are, recovering from the 2x4 to the forehead.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Well, it can be business oriented, it can be personal oriented. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's every way you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that's part of the issue, is that it does come on different levels. But you almost have to learn how to recognize the dis-ease that it causes you. And I'm not saying dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is that, like a little inkling in the back of your neck, and your hairs in the back of your neck stand up, and you're like, I'm supposed to be doing something, but what is it?
Well, we're just so busy. We get distracted. You know, even on a spiritual path, we get
exactly.
distracted.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's more so following the feeling of alignment. It's like that unshakable yes to something that, like, you know, like the vision just comes together. And I feel like when you're out of alignment, that's when things get patchy and you can't see how it's going to come to fruition. There isn't a clear path, and so people almost try to force things or jam it into being aligned, and
mm-hmm.
that's not really how it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some of the other things you have to deal with is you also have to deal with the programming that you've had as a child that has a tendency to stick you in ruts that you have a hard time climbing out of. It's like, you know, if you've come from a background of abuse, per se, you're used to that pattern occurring in your life. You're used to visualizing it and you see it. If you're used to poverty, you're used to seeing it. So you almost become familiar with the negativity, if you would,
mm-hmm.
and you almost seek it out
yeah.
versus wanting to go to the jumping out of the ruts that are there in front of you. It's hard to
or
change.
When it gets really bad, you don't notice it because
yeah.
it feels familiar. You know, it's
exactly.
the frog in the boiling water thing.
Exactly.
It really is a true example.
Right on. You couldn't have been more correct. It's
mm-hmm.
the familiar. We go for the familiarity,
yeah.
and you know, it's like we always said change is hard,
mm-hmm.
and we avoid, most people avoid change at any cost, but that also includes not changing for the better,
yeah,
and getting stuck in the bad. Well said, Melissa. Very well said.
Who wants to go first?
You go first. you can't see it, but I pointed towards Grace. I said, you go first.
We all pointed and/or looked at Grace.
So we all kind of wanted to speak about something that we are struggling with personally, and for me this year, I had a really rude awakening. I got my universal 2x4. In regards to a relationship that I was in for 4 years, there was a lot that went on behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of, and it all kind of came out at the end, and it ended really, really badly. Not even in terms of, like, there was a big fight. It was more so, like, this person up and left and disappeared and went no contact. So it's like after 4 years of all of this hard work, it's just gone. Yeah. There's no closure. Mm-hmm.
I think that's something you kind of, I'm older in terms of like experience of relationships, and I have grown to expect the unexpected because human beings are definitely driven by some odd forces we cannot see. And if you are not getting the authentic person as your partner, which takes a long time to figure out and to find, you're actually dealing with almost a dual personality. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with the face they want to present to you to hide all of their foibles and irritating habits and bad things that they do. And that's the hard part, is not only are you getting over the duplicity of everything they did to you, but then you're trying to figure out, well, who was I really with?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's part of the rut.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Lisa and I attacked poor Grace in many forms over several months, you know, trying to help her through this situation, trying to get her to see what we were seeing. But we're not in that rut with her in that relationship, you know. So she really had to get, like, the dump truck came in and dumped the whole load of stinky mud on top of her. And she was like, oh, something is wrong here. And we're like, no. How can we support you?
A lot of it came down to my intuition. It's like I could follow my intuition with anything in the world, except when it came to this relationship, I actively mm-hmm. ignored it and dishonored it and shoved it down and it invalidated it. Like,
not
there's
yet.
No way.
Not yet. You.
Yeah. My yeah. intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, everybody's got an Achilles heel. And for women, I think a lot of it is relationships. For me, it's not so much relationships, it's taxes and car issues. They throw me to hell in a handbasket. Relationship stuff I've gotten used to. I've been at it so long, I'm like, oh, another asshole. Sorry,
guys. It's definitely a place of blindness for most people.
Yeah,
it is. You know?
And it's hard to look back on the other side and not make yourself wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, why didn't I see that? Mm-hmm. And this happened and that happened and it was so obvious and you know, it's a hard place to be.
Yep. That's the coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to not focus so much on beating myself up for that, even mm-hmm. though it's kind of hard not to. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I truly went into it with a good heart and gave him the benefit of a doubt. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with expecting the best from somebody.
Right. Well, and you gave him multiple chances to transform. You gave him multiple chances to bring out the best in him. And he didn't take that.
Yeah.
So.
I think part of it is he's Grace mentioned this earlier, alignment. He's so not in alignment.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's what happens. I think people that are damaged seek out other people who are not as damaged or more aligned, because they're trying to kind of suck your energy or learn through you or have you, mm-hmm. you know, reshape them. Yeah. And you can't. You
nope.
cannot change another person. You can only change yourself.
Nope.
Well, and I think this was a part of Grace's final moment of transformation, the final owning of your own power.
Yeah, I think
I
so
really
too.
Do.
I
yeah.
felt since everything went down and everything happened, I feel like so different.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
mm-hmm.
that like finality of everything,
yeah.
not just in terms of the relationship, but with me, I feel like, oh, that this is truly the end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like there is just something like so magnificent, like right around the corner.
Definitely.
And so having that feeling, that awareness of like there's something good coming my way, and shedding all of these limitations I had put on myself throughout the relationship, and getting to know myself again, getting back in touch with my intuition,
right,
and doing the things that I want to do just because I want to do them. The card that we had pulled for my spirit animal this year is the eagle, which symbolizes intelligence, renewal, and courage. And so reading through this, I'm looking at, like, where does the support lie for what I'm going through? What does this eagle, what message does he have for me? And so it's talking about how it's a powerful ally who is courageous and strong and draws its power from the sun. So it's that illumination energy of, like, shining a light on things that may be painful, may be uncomfortable, but if you stop looking at it as something painful and you look at it instead as an opportunity, then that's where your power lies. You can take your power back over the situation and choose to make it what you want.
Well, eagles are one of the balancing animals in the ecosystem. When you lose eagles in an ecosystem, things fall out of balance. So they have a purifying force about them as well as a balancing force about them. And the particular card from this deck we used shows the eagle coming out of the sky with talons open, ready to seize something.
It's talking about, it's the art of plunging at just the right moment into the lake of the heart. Mm-hmm. And my own personal, like, goddess cards for this year were Aphrodite and Isis and the High Priestess. And so it's a lot of, like, super heart-opening mm-hmm. energy. And then with finishing Mune Kai last year, it's a lot of very heart-based symbology and tradition and, like, feeling. I don't feel like I've been this in touch with my heart chakra, like, ever. So I think it's really a beautiful thing. And I look forward to seeing throughout the year how this theme of eagle keeps reoccurring and shape-shifting into different aspects.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think there's other, one other aspect of the eagle I want to bring to your attention, Grace, is the eagle soars.
Yep. Oh, I didn't want to brag.
No, honey, brag.
Go ahead, you can brag. Because, you know, I think the thing that's interesting is I'm a Scorpio, so I'm kind of used to this where we dissipate, if you would, down to nothing and we come back as the phoenix. I think a lot of signs have that. And I think a lot of life does that to you, where you just get burned to a crisp and everything kind of, you know, falls apart down upon you, but then you rise up. Yeah. And as trite as it may sound, whatever, you know, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. It's very true.
Yeah. Well, we started off the conversation, you know, about, okay, so something negative happened, but what is the silver lining? And Grace is really coming into her own power and realizing how much power she really has and accessing that power of that eagle. And that's the silver lining. She really
I'm doing things right now currently that I did not know I was capable of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I didn't have to sit there and think about it. I just stepped up to the plate.
Yeah. And it just came. Because other things were out of your way.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. All right, Miss Lisa.
Okay. The card they pulled for moi is the Wren. And the card shows a wren holding a feather in its beak as it guards its nest filled with eggs. Tradition calls the wren's nest the druid's house. So it definitely, to me, represents, you know, earth, if you would. It also represents the bolt of lightning that's shown in here. And the card also represents Tyrannus, the bull god of thunder and lightning, the oak tree, and the wren. So it's all nature, but it's kind of interesting. There's every aspect of nature in here. There's disaster, there's calmness, there's shelter, there's everything you can think of. So it's kind of the beauty of
support.
The focus is the wren. On the nourishment. The wren is in the foreground with that feather, and she's feathering her nest.
Yeah, and it says in here, the druid allows us to glimpse the beauty of God or goddess in all things. He tells us that small is beautiful, and self-realization lies not in grandiosity or apparent power, but in humility, gentleness, and subtlety. Also, cunning. This card represents humility, cunning, and God. Cunning, if tempered with humor and good intent, is a way of achieving great things with an economy of effort and a rational, honest use of achievements of others. I also would say that in terms of this card for me, it's funny. I didn't think I was a nester, but I actually do think I am. I feel better when I come home. Be it ever so crumble, there is no place like home. And I've realized something now that is really hard for me to say, but the idea of home is not the same concept that it used to be anymore. For my generation, it was like, oh, you're going to own a home, and you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And for a lot of other generations who are coming up after me, that's not a given. And it really struck me in the heart when I thought about that the other day. I was having a conversation with someone, and I thought, you know, the people around me that are younger and are going through some of these things, it makes me feel really terrible that the things that I think were, I'm going to use the word God-given, which is not correct, but that were going to be, are really not necessarily going to be. We're going to have to find a way to have our own nests, our own homes, wherever we go, and kind of take it with us. Because I think it's getting harder and harder to find that feeling of home and security and safety. And I think that's why relationships become so hard, because we're looking for that other person to kind of team up with, to achieve some of these things with, and all of a sudden they turn into jerks, and you're having to sit there and deal with the fact that, well, I really thought we had something we could build on.
So what are you dealing with this year?
So this year I'm dealing with health issues. Some of it was brought on by the fact that, and Melissa brought this up again, my wise friend, I'm really Mediterranean, and I belong somewhere sunny, and I am in the frozen tundra of Colorado. And I was born and raised here, which makes me think, am I an idiot or what? But I love Colorado in the summertime and in the spring, and even some of the fall, but the winter sucks. And with all of the big changes we've had in climate change, we really have changed more and more to a less favorable environment in terms of the cold and the ice and the snow. And I don't know, I asked Melissa, do you think maybe somewhat we're called back to our origins, like where our families came from originally, whether it was 10 years ago or 100 years ago? And, you know, part of me is like, okay, where is home? To me, home would be somewhere sunny, where I'm outside a lot, gardening, in the yard, running around in shorts. I mean, I haven't seen my feet in ages, because they're always cloaked in boots and socks, and you know, and I'm one of these people that if I could exist without shoes and run around like a little native, I probably would.
Well, and your body's telling you that.
Yeah.
Got diagnosed with low vitamin D.
And let me preface this by telling you guys, everybody should take vitamin D. Everyone should. That's what I found out recently, and it really changes your body drastically, and can hurt it in ways that you didn't suspect it could hurt it. Everyone should be taking vitamin D. I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you, if you read anything on it, it'll tell you there's some standard doses you need to take. No one's getting enough vitamin, and it's also because of vitamin D. It's also because of sunscreen, because we're all told don't get skin cancer. It's prevalent. So we slather ourselves in sunscreen. We're not getting any sunlight. And that translates into a lot of things in the body that the body goes, oh yeah, well, you're gonna pay for that. So that's kind of what I'm working on, is getting that balance back for my health. And I've realized, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. I mean, I couldn't even go through a bad relationship right now unless I get my health in order. And it's kind of the starting block for everything. It's the foundation.
And I think that's what the Ren card is for you.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Your home is you.
Yeah.
Your vehicle, your divine vessel.
And I need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, it needs to get feathered, nice and fluffy and clean and perfect. And
well, it's interesting. It says here that the Druids considered the Ren the most sacred of all things, even over the oak. It can fly the highest. The favorite was naturally the eagle, which funny, we pulled the eagle first and then we pulled the wren. So the eagle immediately begins his flight towards the sun, fully confident in his ability to win the title of the king of birds. When he found himself soaring high above all his competitors, he proclaimed it in a mighty voice. His monarchy over all creatures had at wings, but sadly from out of his wings popped the wren, who had hidden himself under the eagle's feather. He flew a few inches higher and chirped out loudly, "Birds, look up and behold your king." So
yeah, that's right.
You know, so kind of interesting. I this is so coincidental when we pull these cards. You don't.
It's not coincidental.
It's not.
Never.
But the synergy of it all. No such thing. So to me, that says
witches do not have the word coincidental I'm just going to say that.
True.
If you're a witch and you're on your path and you're doing your work, there are no coincidences.
Just take it out.
It is synchronicity or it is divine guidance.
Well, and I think that's what this pull for this deck is showing both Grace and I. She's struggling with, you know, trying to get started in a world where relationships are so entangled with everything and anyone being so inauthentic, mm-hmm. and dealing with so much, you know. So she's a very authentic person dealing with inauthentic people. And the two of us are really helping each other grow. I said this yesterday to someone, it doesn't matter what age you are, you can learn from everyone around you at mm-hmm. any point in time mm-hmm. if you keep your mind and your heart open.
I feel like you can learn more from people who aren't like you, people yeah. who are drastically different in yes. age, background,
everything,
class status, occupation, because... Yeah. If you just have a circle of people who are all the same age, they're all women, we all do the same job, you're not going to really learn anything new. You'll have good times, but when you start making connections with people outside of your sphere, it's like you have all of these different perspectives to take into account.
Very much so. Yeah. I noticed that when I went back to college as an adult in my 40s, I went back to college, and being in the presence of all of these early 20-somethings,
mm-hmm.
It really did help me to shift my perspective on certain things. You know, certainly I could look at the younger people and see all their foibles and all their ridiculousness or what they were going to wear to their date and who was going to get drunk the night before. And I was like, oh, thank God, I am so past that. But at the same time, there was this freshness of perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a very beneficial experience.
Well, and again, that's part of the reason why we do these podcasts, because three very different but very alike people with wanting the best for not just each other but the world,
mm-hmm.
and we're starting to see synergies that are occurring throughout our worlds, regardless of age, space, time, gender, you name it, and some of it is just really has to do with your authenticity.
We have really felt compelled to mm-hmm. share mm-hmm. and come together yeah. in this way.
Yeah.
It almost didn't feel like something we could just be like, no.
And when we don't do it, we miss it. Like, we missed a couple of sessions
right.
due to weather. And
because we were all in a state of utter breakdown.
Yep.
And we did not want to bore you with that.
No. We had to come out to the other side to be able to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done. So I'm passing this to Melissa.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna waggle this Ren card in your face.
Okay.
Every time I see you doing something that doesn't serve your divine tempo.
Okay. I promise I will pay attention.
Right. Well, you will, or somebody else is gonna give you another
clue by four. 2x4.
And you already had the clue by four, so the next one is a 6x6,
yeah,
and that is not fun.
Oof. Don't need it. Don't need the house.
Put your ass out.
And I've been on this path for a while, and I've done a lot of things. And I'm a person who does what I want to do. If I want it, I make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So very rarely do I get my intentions thwarted. And when I do, I turn into like this evil bitch from hell.
Same.
You know, I don't wallow around.
Bear that came out.
I don't wallow around crying and being upset. I mean, I just like put up my prickliest shield possible, and I have to go destroy something. So, I didn't get a divine clue by four. I got an entire house fell onto me. That's how it felt. Beginning of last year, I disbanded my coven. And I've been with these people for 10 years, some of them 12 years. It was really horrific, and it was gut-wrenching. And we talk about how we look back and we see things. I went back through my Book of Shadows, and I went back through my personal journal, and I also keep a journal when I do readings for myself. And I read about a reading that I did about the situation in the coven. And I read that, and I was like, oh, shit. That was the bing on the forehead that I missed. Like, I knew something was wrong, and I did the reading, I asked for guidance, I did meditation, and either I didn't have what I needed at the moment to really take that and really understand what the change was that was needed. I don't know. And at the same time, that year I decided to take on a very big personal transformation for myself. And so I was not at 100%. And I realized that these people completely leaned on me, and they didn't give anything back to me when I needed their support, because I was going through this massive personal transformation. So while I was not 100% for them, there was all this other stuff going on, which resulted in everything falling apart. And I spent really all last year just kind of not doing a whole lot. I did make sure I did my Sabbaths, which was hard because I had to pull all of that together by myself. I did invite in some other people to help me with that. And that's really where the breakthrough happened. You know, it was like, oh, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of witches. I know a lot of Wiccans. I know a lot of pagans. If I want to do a Sabbat, I can pick up the phone or send an email or send a text and ask for support. And people will show up. And we did some killer rituals and Sabbats last year. And so the transformation for me was realizing that those were not my people. They were not there for me. They were there for their own purposes. And that I needed to be free of them in order to expand my reach in the community, in order to expand my services, in order to reach more people, teach more people, have more time for some of the deeper personal work that I'm ready to take on at this point in my life. So I didn't really realize how much time I gave to my coven, like literally how many hours of my week went in that direction, until I found myself sitting there one day and I had this panic attack. I was like, oh my God, what's happening for full moon? Who's planning it? And then I was like, oh, if we're going to do a full moon, it's going to be me, because there isn't anybody else who's supposed to be planning it. But I had this full-on panic attack. And then I realized, oh, I could decide not to do this. Mm-hmm. I could decide just to go sit out under the moon and meditate. And I don't have to do any big ritual. I don't have to worry about who's there. What is their comfort level? What are they dealing with? Are they going to get here on time coming from across town? Are they going to whine and complain because it's too cold? I don't care. I'll put my boots on, grab a blanket, and sit in the middle of the snow and do my moon meditation, you know. But some others don't like to do that. Anyway, it just hit me like, I'm free of that. I'm free of that. Like, it served its purpose, and it was glorious and fulfilling, and it was excellent, if I do say so myself. But I needed to move beyond that,
yeah.
You know. So this whole next year is really about moving beyond that. I did a class here at ISIS last week, which was great. It was really well attended. People hung out for an hour after the class and just picked my brain about all kinds of things. It was fabulous. I've done more rituals. I'm coming together with a group of other high priestesses, and we're dividing the Sabbats this year, so I don't have to worry about doing them all. Right. So I just did Imbolc, so somebody else is going to do Ostar, and somebody else is going to do Beltane, and I just get to show up and enjoy the Sabbat. Like, I can't remember the last time I just did that.
That's great.
You know, that's awesome.
It is awesome. So, my path is morphing, and it's strengthening at the same time, and it's extending beyond me. It's extending beyond what I originally envisioned for myself. So, yeah, it's been really uncomfortable, but at the same time, I'm finally, after a year, in a place where I can see the value in that experience, and I can see what I can now create moving forward. So that's what's up for me. My card for this year was the Bear. And it's funny because the Bear was one of my primary astral travel guides, also one of the guides that goes with me when I go into the realm to do healing for the dead. She always shows up at the gateway and walks me through. And then she stands and she waits and she protects me while I've got those portals open. So I pulled her this year, which I think is her gentle reminder that I need to pay a little more attention to her and maybe a little more attention to protections. But let me see, what does it say here about the Bear? The bear is about primal power, sovereignty, and intuition married with instinct. And I feel that deeply because I really am pulling out my primal power this year because I don't have to worry about holding that back because I'm trying to work with other individuals and their transformative process. I can really focus on my own sovereignty, on my own primal power. And I think the bear is also about, she's about protection and she's about mothering because I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, and a teacher has to be the mother sometimes, and she has to be the bear sometimes. And that's a difficult path to walk. Sometimes people expect you as high priestess to be like their fairy godmother, and maybe some high priestesses are, but that's not me. You know, I'm definitely more like the bear. You know, I'm going to beat you over the head with the stick that she's holding until you get it, you know? But for me, she represents that sense of protection. And also the cave. The cave is one of my primary places of meditation. All of my astral guides I meet with in a cave. So I think she's also reminding me that even as winter moves into spring and then into summer, I'm going to want to be in my garden. I need to make sure I get my cave time. And I'm going to need to do a lot of that deeper individual solitary work as I'm figuring out how I'm going to recreate my path moving forward. Yeah, so that's what bear is for me.
Sounds a lot like you're recreating your community.
Yeah, and I'm bringing different facets of the community back together. You know,
I can't. I think being a coven leader would be really hard.
It was really hard. It was rewarding.
Yeah,
very rewarding, and I loved it. But yeah, like I said, I didn't realize how much time and how much energy I was putting out until I wasn't.
The analogy just reminded me of whenever I go somewhere, I like to drive. Because I get car sick if I'm not in the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I'm thinking to myself, if I were a coven leader and I were having all these people working around me, I'd be like, why don't you get it? Smack, 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 smack. And I think, okay, that talks about why you're a soul practitioner. Okay.
Well, that's why you go and you meditate and you say, okay, coven member number one is having this issue. What is that about? What guidance do I need to give them? How does this reflect on me? Because everything is a mirror.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's you have to navigate your own spiritual path while you're helping all of these other people navigate their spiritual paths.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I have enough trouble navigating mine.
Well, you know, I mean, it's an honor and a privilege.
No,
but
absolutely.
At the same time...
it's a responsibility.
Yeah, but I feel released from that. You know, and maybe I'll do that again. Maybe I will start another coven in a period of time. But right now, I have some other things on the stove that I'm working on now.
Yeah. Well, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Well, in a weird, kind of funny sort of little way, we are our own little coven. It's a triumvirate. It's a triumvirate. There's three of us.
Oh.
Triumvirate. I'm sure somewhere in Roman history, that word triumvirate is probably associated with Caesar, not so good, but no knives allowed. I just feel like maybe that's why the three of us found each other when we found each other. Because I think we all kind of instinctively knew we were going to be going through some things where we still needed people that could help us face our darkest fears, the deep, dark caves, the things we didn't know, the scary stuff we don't want to admit to. And I don't know, I feel stronger when I'm around the two of you. It really helps. And it helps to have someone to be honest with you and say, okay, Lisa, I'm going to shake this Ren card in your face because you need to pay attention. And, you know, I respect people who can do that. And that's hard to come by. I would encourage all of you out there to find your peeps. I think it's a big
definitely.
Part of it.
Yeah, I like that.
It will help as you encounter different setbacks.
And you're going to need
a transformation.
It has nothing to do with the number of likes you have or the
no,
number
that,
of times.
No, that is the opposite of what you are looking at. That's people telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah. And that's false engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really not engagement with reality, and it's not engagement with your life and what you're about.
Mm-mm. No.
That's where you go to hide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We're talking authentic, true peeps, the people you could go to that I have a couple of friends that are like, do these pants make me look fat? And they're like, yeah, you really shouldn't wear those. You know, I really love them for it because you do need that sometimes. You need someone who's really thinking of your best interest, and you wouldn't ask him if you didn't know it in the first place. But there's something comforting about knowing that someone's got your back. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to find in this world nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't even find it sometimes with family. So, right. Like I said, it may be a journey, but it's absolutely at the end of the journey when you find people you can trust.
Well, and I think it's a transformational year.
Absolutely.
People are finally coming out, realizing that, as we've said before, it's not going to go back to the way it was before.
Mm-mm. No.
So if it's not, that means you need to create a new path. A new vision, a new purpose, and it's much easier to do that if you can find a few key people to surround yourself with to help support you in that journey and in that reconstruction of the path forward.
Well, it's kind of funny. You just reminded me of something I was going to ask you about. I was thinking about this on the way in as I was driving and cursing the people driving too slow. I have a temper when it comes to that. I was thinking about the earthquakes. I was thinking about mm-hmm. Turkey and Syria, mm-hmm. how the earth literally has changed completely.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how it's depleted some of the water that's been underneath Turkey. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about the sun and how it had a huge vortex form. Yeah. Scientists have never seen these kind of changes before in our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. There's so many things going on. The core of the earth mm-hmm. has changed direction that it's spinning in. So if we think we're in transformation, I think we are a mirror, as Willissa said, to the transformation going on around us.
Right.
And chills. As sentient human beings, we cannot ignore those transitions that are going around because they're going on around us, and we're going to go through those same things.
Right. Well, we're made out of dirt.
Yeah. We are.
You know, we are the dirt of the earth, so we're connected to that. And those of us that are connected more deeply through our spiritual work and practices, there's no way we can't feel these shiftings.
Yes.
So it's definitely a time to gather your people, gather your resources, know what you're about, because when the ground starts shaking, you need to be in a stable place.
Yeah, mentally, mm-hmm. emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All of those things.
Yeah.
And I think, Melissa, you touched on it. This is definitely the year of transition for mm-hmm. everyone. Mm-hmm. So if you feel a little unsettled, a little nerve-wracked, whatever, I'm not going to tell you that it's okay. I'm going to tell you that you're reflecting the changes that are going on
right.
around you.
And most people are in that place.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
This last psychic fair, I pulled from Tantric Dakini Oracle, I pulled either transformation or transfiguration for every single person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single person. That's never happened before.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Shifting.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, I felt it coming for a long time. I actually felt it back when COVID was going to hit. I said to a friend, I said, something big is coming, mm-hmm. and it's going to be mm-hmm. a doozy. And they're like, oh, and then all of a sudden.
Get your bug out bag ready.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I was referencing when Melissa mentioned final transformation. I mean, I feel it in my bones. Like, my heart perks up when I hear that phrase, because I can feel it.
I actually found myself avoiding going outside
mm-hmm. yeah.
on, what is it, today? It's Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday afternoon. We had some sunshine before the next snow hit yesterday. And I looked outside and was like, I'm going to go outside and get some sunshine. And I could not do it because I did not want to connect. It was really weird. I had to pull myself back.
I did the same kind of thing,
actually.
I don't
want to connect right now.
I had an opportunity to go be outside mm-hmm. and I was like, no. Because I had thought about taking the cat up because that was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we're not supposed to be outside right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I made him a little tuna cake with some pumpkin. And it didn't even matter because he ate the whole bowl and just curled up next to me and took a nap. And I was like, well,
okay.
Yeah. I guess we're going to stay inside.
Yeah, but it was weird. It was like
something. It was. Something it was like a
no.
eerie, quiet,
yeah,
and no activity kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like stay inside.
Don't draw attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I spent the whole day at the doctor's office and then I came home. Took my dog for a walk and thought, wow, we got a storm coming. I can feel mm-hmm. something coming.
Mm-hmm.
Got the walk done, came in the house, and just kind of grabbed my blanket and went, okay, I'm going to snuggle in.
I need that right now.
Which is a good Wren thing to do, snuggling.
Yep.
It's a good thing to do.
Every card we've pulled today has been such incredible synergy with each other, and they almost all sum up each other. It's
I think
like
it will deepen as the year goes on.
I think so,
I think this spread of our animals will mm-hmm. become so much deeper than even what we realize right now at this yeah. moment.
Well, especially as we pay attention. And that's why I wanted to bring our focus back to these cards, because we pulled these, what, 3 months ago?
Yep.
Towards the end of December, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and we pulled these asking for help. Like, who is going to help us? What is, where can we pull power from? What do we need to be reminded of? So we're all going through a bit of a funk right now. So it's like, okay, well, we have help. What was that help? Let's look that up again. Let's check back.
Yeah.
Check back into.
Now I need this eagle to put his claws on my shoulders and just carry me
right
off over there.
You are the eagle, babe. Just watch who you stick your claws into.
And I think I will take advantage of some cave time today when I get home from work.
Oh, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, it's funny. I went out the other night, took my little dog out to go to the bathroom late at night, and she's getting old. She needs a little help. But I sat there and I literally backed up to my big, huge ash tree mm-hmm. in my backyard. And I put my back to it and I snuggled into the tree and I said, could you just give me a little bit of energy? I felt my grounding from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet go straight into the ground. Mm-hmm. And we're talking at 2:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And straight, and then as soon as that happened, it went straight from my feet all the way back up, out through my head chakra, and I'm telling you, my crown chakra. I have never felt, in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. 2:00, and it was cold, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I forget how much mm-hmm. energy is around us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I forget to ask.
Yeah.
And I really, truly needed it, and it felt amazing. Mm-hmm. We need to stay in touch with the world around us, you guys. Nature, if you haven't done it, now's the time. Go out, go for a walk, do something, then do your cave time, then do your nest time. But I'm telling you, we a balance. We need to find that balance again.
And
somehow.
Do your claw time.
Mm-hmm.
Flying like an eagle.
Yes. Flying. Fly around.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us today, hanging out. And as always, blessed be. Our contact info will be in the episode description. If you have any feedback for us, anything you'd like us to cover, you can always reach out. Thank you all so much.
Take care.
Bye.